This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. We may be moving past summer insect pests, but K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd says we're beginning to see insect pests that prefer cooler temperatures, such as elm leaf beetles, lace bugs, and goldenrod soldier beetles. Raymond, it looks like we're in one of those transitional phases right now. We're starting to get some cooler morning temperatures, afternoon highs maybe not quite as high as they have been, and that has slowed activity somewhat.
Yes, it has, Jeff. I mean, I think we've gone over the hump for the major ones, but still we're going to have certain insect pests that tolerate the cooler temperatures. And so two insects I would like to focus in on that are still out there, the elm leaf beetle is still out there, and it has caused some devastation on elms, Wichita, certain localized areas of Kansas. At this point in time, there's really not much you can do when the plants are over 50% bet upon, it's really too late. But the adult does go into homes, so it can be a nuisance pest. So the adult elm leaf beetle could be like the Asian ladybird beetle and others that want to go in the home during the wintertime. But that's still out there. The other one is lace bugs. You'll find them on oaks and sycamores. Not really destructive to plants, mainly because these are large plants and they're natural enemies such as green lacewings that will feed upon them. So really overall, we wouldn't recommend spraying anything, but just be cognizant that they're out there. We do have an insect out there that's called a goldenrod soldier beetle. And of course, goldenrods right now are blooming, and that's good because that's a food source for the monarch butterfly as they make their way back to Mexico. But this is mainly an insect that just feeds on the pollen, on nectar, and they mate. You'll see them mating on the plant, but they're not really a pest. They're actually a predator, but people will look at these goldenrods and wonder why these orange insects with the two black stripes are on there. That's the goldenrod soldier beetle. So there really is nothing you need to do. You just sort of observe it and move on.
There's a lot of activity being done in the lawns right now, especially the cool season lawns. Is there anything that we should be on the lookout for or anything that we should be treating for right now?
That's a good question, Jeff. Really, this is the time of year. If you are suffering from grub damage, whether it be mast Schaefer, May beetle, or even Japanese beetle grubs, we have them here in Kansas, in the Manhattan area, you can treat with an insecticide such as Dylox, D-Y-L-O-X. And it's a material we use because the larvae are large, third instar larvae or grubs. If you are suffering damage, you basically scout your turf, cut an area out, look at it. You can apply Dylox. It only lasts about 3 days, but it will kill the grubs. And that's a good point. There is another insect out there called Scalea dubia. Scalea dubia is a black wasp with a yellow spotting on its abdomen. If you see that, and that's also feeding on goldenrod along with the goldenrod soldier beetles, that's a parasitoid of the green June beetle larvae that are in the turf grass. So if you see those flying around, those are beneficial. The green June beetle, of course, you know, the adults are those dull gray insects that go around and they run into people however they can feed on certain plants. So if you see those in conjunction with goldenrod soldier beetle, just leave everything alone. That's just part of the ecosystem.
That's a good point. Sometimes we see something and we think we immediately need to treat, but maybe a little research before we just start grabbing the insecticide.
Yeah, that's true. First of all, identification. Identify what it is. And in certain cases, the insect is benign, like the goldenrod soldier beetle, not causing damage. However, the other insect that's out there, and it's too late, is the mimosa webworm. If you are seeing your honey locusts or mimosa trees brown, like they've been hit with a flamethrower, that is mimosa webworm damage. And there's nothing you can do, but it does make the trees look ugly and it does reduce aesthetic value. So next year in the spring, contact the extension officer, go out there and look for the larva. And if you can get them before they create that webbing or mat the leaves together, you'll minimize the damage. But right now, if you drive around Manhattan, other areas, you can see the extent of the mimosa webworm damage.
And along those same lines, a lot of extension publications can help as well.
Right, Jeff. We do have an extension publication on elm leaf beetle. We have others out there. You can either contact our Department of Entomology at Kansas State or get online and access those.
That's K-State horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd with an update on several insect pests across Kansas. More information can be found online and at county and district extension offices. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.